It's Louis for Breakfast on Max FM, your hit music station. Today, Monday, 30th of November, the last day of November, and the last day for me sporting my rather lame attempt at a Mo, but it is for a cause that is very close to my heart. The reason why I am growing my Mo is to change the face of men's health, specifically men's mental health, and time for me to open up, because I feel that we all need to open up. Us blokes, we're too shut off, we're too closed, and we need to change that. We need to know that it's okay to chat about our problems, and I'm going to go first. I never had many friends in high school. I spent most of my time in the library, away from bullies. It was tough, but I pushed through, and when I was 17, I was lucky enough to be offered an escape from school. Full-time work at a radio station in my hometown, I no longer had to sit around and endure the teasing, the names, and the bullying. I got away from it. I didn't know at the time just how depressed I was. I didn't know just how much those names really hit home. From there, I was offered a job in a town called Griffith, and at 19, I picked up all my belongings and moved to a town where I knew no one, no friends, no family. And it was 3 years of tough work, 3 years of building friends, building a new life, and after the 3 years, I was offered a promotion. Life, it seemed, was finally on track. However, one Sunday afternoon, just 2 weeks before Christmas, my boss called to tell me not to come in the next day. I was being fired. Life was spiralling out of control, and I didn't know at the time about anxiety and depression. I just thought this was the down after a few years of up, but it was pretty serious. My girlfriend at the time suggested that I follow her to New York. I thought this was a great idea, and it was a great idea. A fresh start. Life was back on track, finally. I had a job in New York. I had stability. Unfortunately, this was short-lived, and after just 3 months together, I had to return us to Australia due to visa issues. My girlfriend started acting strangely, and though we said we were working hard to make things work out and eventually get back together, it seemed as though she wasn't. There was doubt. After a few weeks of confusion and misunderstanding, we broke up. It was just too hard to have a cross-continental relationship. My life, again, was in turmoil. No job, no girlfriend, no stability, no direction. I never knew what social anxiety was. I'd struggled to make friends in high school, and I didn't have many friends when I returned back to Albury. There was a fog in my life. I didn't really know where I was going. I didn't know what to do. So most of the time, I spent on the computer playing video games in my room. I kept to myself because I didn't have anywhere to go. And I didn't need to go anywhere. If I stayed in my room, no one would let me down. No one would upset me. There was no need to escape. I was safe. I spent the next 4 months applying for jobs. As many jobs as I could get my hands on, as many jobs that were out there. Each rejection email making me feel even more empty, or worse than a rejection email, was not getting a reply at all. I thought it was time to give up on the radio dream, and I applied for jobs in the mines, but I didn't have enough experience. I'd dropped out in high school and gone straight to radio. A shining light did show up, though, and I managed to get the job of breakfast announcer at Max FM on the Mid-North Coast. I found out in September of 2014, and in less than a month, again, picking up my belongings, moving town to a place where I knew no one. This was different, though. I was hardened. I'd been through a lot. I shut a lot out. The strange thing about mental health is those that are worst off probably look the best on the surface. The thing about anxiety and panic attacks is often you don't know why you're even having them. Often you might be doing well in life. Or sometimes there's no real trigger, or you don't know why they're coming. this was definitely the case for me. I had no idea why I was suffering these weekly panic attacks that would often leave me in tears, leave me not wanting to get out of bed. My recent holidays at home should have been a joyous experience, but I suffered one of the worst panic attacks that I had ever had. Combined with alcohol, it was a serious, serious problem. I was very lucky that a friend spotted me walking down an alleyway. I had no idea where I was going. They picked me up and took me home, but it was one of those nights where you didn't know what was going to happen. After years of suffering through the anxiety, the depression, and the panic attacks, and opening up to a close friend, we realized what the real problem was, and that it needed to be treated. Without this friend, I probably wouldn't have gone to see a doctor. But recently, I did. He diagnosed the anxiety and told me that I should see a psychologist. I was worried though. I couldn't afford that. Psychologists charge heaps. But he told me that under Medicare, I had 6 free sessions. For the first time in a long time, a wave of relief washed over me. That was the first signs that I started to feel okay. Now, after taking medication and seeing a psychologist, I'm getting better, and I'm certainly not fixed, but I am much better than where I was 2 months ago. When you don't know what's wrong, or get told nothing's wrong, or even worse, maybe there's nothing wrong at all, it makes the road to recovery much, much harder. I know there's people out there going through tougher times than I am, suffering through worse than me. I urge you to see a doctor. Things do get easier. This is why I'm taking part in Movember. I want to change the face of men's mental health. I want to remove the stigma of depression. I want you to know that it's okay to not be okay. And I want you to know that it gets better.